Please welcome back to the program the powerhouse executive director at Dixon Family Services and my friend for like almost 20 years now. It's Cookie Powell. Cookie, good morning.
John, how are you?
I'll tell you what, I'm doing great. I always appreciate when you make a little time to talk to us about what's going on at Dixon Family Services. And in this case, what's going on is one of my favorite fundraisers of the year. And you were sweet enough to invite my wife, Meg, and I last year to Comedy Night. I want to talk a little bit more about Comedy Night. But first, Cookie, for people who are not familiar with what Dixon Family Services does and what you've been doing for 41 years, describe the services that, the Dixon Family Services offers.
Well, I don't have enough time to tell you everything, but the program that is most popular right now is our basic needs program, because people are struggling to keep up with their rent, their utilities, food, all those other basic household expenses. So we have a program that helps them do that. And we have the WIC program on premises, the CalFresh program, and the food bank distributes free food 3 times a month in our parking lot. We also have a pantry, and we do a lot of information finding for people. People call us and ask us where to start with the things that they need in the human services area, and we try our best to give them the proper information.
You do a great job of it, and like I pointed out, and you pointed out last year during the 40th anniversary of the organization, that it's been going on forever. And when people hear the words, right, Dixon Family Services, I always say it because, just like you described there, it really is kind of a, it's almost every service that can either provide the service directly or find an organization or an avenue for families who may need that help. And you've been doing that successfully at a high clip for a long time. But of course,
That's right.
You can't do it without help from the community, and not just volunteer help, but also literally help by in financial ways. And one of the ways that you've done that the last couple of years is with this Comedy Night. David Studebaker's coming back. I don't want to spoil all the fun. You tell us what this is, Cookie, and why it is just such a popular fundraiser for the community.
Well, I just have to say Comedy Night is a blast. And I mean, you know that, but, and David Studebaker is so funny. And this is just a great way for people to be able to support Dixon Family Services while having a great time. And, I suggest people call us or email me and get your tickets very soon, because we will sell out.
They always do. One of the things I thought was so cute about last year's, you know, I'd never seen David Studebaker live, and he not only does he do a comedy set, but he's also, you know, your auctioneer. He's essentially the host for the evening. The way that he was, you were so maternal towards him. It was like you were his second mom. I mean, you're, anytime he would sort of feel.
No, he was my second son.
Well, the way he would get, you know, he's new to Dixon. He's from L.A. And he would stop for a minute. He would try to make a correction. You would be quick, right by his side. No, David, it's actually over there. No, David, here, turn this way. David, we can't hear you in the back. And it was like, yes, Mom. It was one of the sweetest things ever. Did you form a fun relationship with him? I feel like you guys are buddies.
We did, and we talk by email and text messages several times throughout the year, and just keep it. We've got a relationship. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Yeah, well, you've got...
He's a lot of fun.
He is a lot of fun. But that relationship building you've been doing for years with so many people in the community, Cookie, and I know we all kind of speak together when we say how much we appreciate you and your team for what you do at Dixon Family Services. So one last time, for folks who want to get those tickets, they will sell out. That's why we're having you on now, to try to, you know, get people that chance to buy them. What's the best way to do that?
Call Dixon Family Services, 678-0442, or email cookie@dixonfamilieservices.org.
That's right, cookie@dixonfamilieservices.org.